Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, and streaming, of course, newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to podcasts. Just search out KQDJ Podcast to get more information, and you can listen to them wherever you like to get your podcast from. Right now, we are joined by Lindsay Miller, and Lindsay, you've got quite an interesting story to tell. I want you to give people a little bit of a background on you. We're going to talk about the book you've written, but just kind of describe yourself if people don't know Lindsay Miller. Who are you?
Well, Lindsay Miller is just a small town cowgirl from Flaxton, North Dakota. I've had some wonderful opportunities throughout my life. I served last year as your 2023 Miss Rodeo North Dakota, which was not only a dream come true, but just so many wonderful experiences, which then in turn led to the publishing of my first children's book prior to my reign as Miss Rodeo North Dakota, promoted it last year, and now I'm just taking on the role of author. So I'm enjoying all those things. But small town cowgirl, Flaxton, North Dakota.
Man, and you still enjoy the rodeo. You have the belt buckle on today. It's radio, people can't see you, but you are dressed, you know, you still love rodeo. You're still very connected in that world too, right?
Absolutely. So now it looks a lot different for me. I don't travel to rodeos and carry the flag and have the role of a rodeo queen, but rodeo is still very much a part of my life. So I've had the opportunity now in post-rodeo queen things, watch a rodeo. Mm. I'm not working at these rodeos. I got to watch one. Mm-hmm. I actually went to Mandan. I had free tickets for that one. And it was so cool to sit on the other side of the arena fence, if you will. All 5 years I've attended that rodeo has been as a rodeo queen, and I've worked it. So I've never seen it as a spectator.
Yeah.
But I'm very much enjoying being a spectator, and then of course riding my own fat and sassy horses and getting back into competing as well.
Well, let's talk about your book, because The Girl in Lime Green Jeans is the name of the book. How was being a writer something you wanted to do early on, or how did you come upon that?
Yes. So in the third grade, I ended up writing a story for a short story contest, and I won that year for my grade level for the whole state.
Wow.
It was a story called Back in Time, and it was about a little girl who falls asleep under a big oak tree that was on our farm place at the time, wakes up in Walnut Grove, and meets Laura Ingalls Wilder. I was obsessed with Laura Ingalls Wilder when I was little, and watched all of the seasons, read all the books, but that really sparked that authorship, I guess. And I also suffered some health issues when I was younger that left me pretty sedentary. So reading was something I leaned on. And then that author thing kind of happened for me. And in the back of my mind, I always had that goal of being an author. I didn't know when, and I didn't know of what. Fast forward to rodeo queening, finding my inner confidence and my passion. I felt this deep need for a rodeo queen book. Mine is the first on the market. I'm big on education, and I found this to be a great segue of both promoting literacy, promoting my story and a message I feel is so very dire, but also educating.
Yeah, I like it. So The Girl in Lime Green Jeans, the name of the book. So tell me about the book.
It tells the story of a tall, gangly, quiet girl who lacks inner confidence and passion. She then has a sister who in some ways makes you feel that the sisters may be thought of as better than her with the way that it's written. The sister is funny, everybody loves her. And the sister becomes a rodeo queen. So then the girl in lime green jeans is like, hey, I want to try that. She in turn wins, and she finds that inner confidence and passion. And if I'm being honest, that's my story of how I became a rodeo queen.
Wow. So this is really kind of peeling back the layers for you too.
Yeah, like in Shrek when he's like an ogre is like an onion, peeling back the layers. I'm not an ogre. I don't live in a swamp. But very much, yeah, it's provided a great platform to be transparent and very vulnerable, and hopefully relatable in turn as well.
Wow, what a great story. And again, this is a children's book, and it's been out for a while, and people can get it basically, it looks like, wherever books are sold. You're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Every time I occasionally Google myself, as we all do, to see what comes up. Yeah. And every time I Google The Girl in Lime Green Jeans, I feel like more and more comes up. But what's been the most exciting thing is I have a website now. So I'm like getting really legit in this business thing. And it's www.thegirlinlimegreenjeans.com. So you can find all my services that you can book me for, reading, signing, speaking, my merchandise. And I just came out with on Monday a coloring book.
Nice.
Of the book. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Very, very cool. And you are here in Jamestown today. You've got an event coming up tonight, right?
Yes, at 6:30 at the Story Nook. I'm doing a reading and a signing of The Girl in Lime Green Jeans. I'll have coloring books available too, so I'd love for everybody to come out and meet me and hear the story.
Awesome. And so you're doing these, you're out kind of on the publicity tour for your book now, but Are you writing more? You got more in the hopper? What are you doing?
I do. I have a weird marketing scheme of how I keep people enticed and biting on that fishing hook. And it started out with the website. That was my big news. Everyone's like, oh, a sequel. And then I threw out another graphic on my social media. Big news coming. Everybody thought it was a sequel. It was a coloring book. Still exciting stuff. but no, a sequel is very much in the works. There's just a lot of different ways that I could go with the story, keeping it under that girl in lime green jeans umbrella. And I'm excited for that, but it's still in the works. We're not seeing anything in 2024 yet.
All right. Well, right now we're talking about the book, the Girl in Lime Green Jeans. Tonight, again, Jamestown Story Nook. What time are you going to be there?
6:30.
All right. So everybody get out to the Story Nook tonight and check it out. And if people want to get more info on you, what is your website again?
www.thegirlinlimegreenjeans.com, as well as find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, The Girl in Lime Green Jeans.
Lindsay, great having you, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
You bet. Lindsay Miller and The Girl in Lime Green Jeans. Check it out tonight at Story Nook in Jamestown. Yeah.